is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
You threw your books into the river, told your mom that you're a non-believer. She said she wasn't surprised, but that doesn't make it okay. You say nobody loves a city, nobody loves what can love them back. One-way ticket in your pocket, what happened to the charm of a small town? If you find what you're looking for, be sure to send a postcard. You promised you'd never forget the little ones when you got big.
What is up, everyone? This is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to Slime Time Radio Hour. You might be wondering what song that was, and that was Test Me by, okay, extraordinary heroes. In my mind, I read it as extraordinary heroes, but that's adding a whole lot of letters. It's really just the letter X and then denary. So I don't quite know how to read that, but just trust me on that. Today is our long-awaited band episode. Well, I don't know how long-awaited. Long-awaited for me. I've been working on this playlist for a while, and it's been a tricky one, I'll tell you that. But basically today, we are going to be listening to Korean bands. I would categorize these bands particularly... Oh, wait, I forgot my spiel. On this radio hour, we only listen to K-pop, because that's my favorite kind of music. But today, in particular, we are listening to... So typically, K-pop groups, they're singing and they're dancing on stage, right? But the bands, obviously, all that I have today, instead of dancing, they play instruments. Perhaps that was obvious. But these groups, I would still categorize them as in K-pop, because they're like, music is very much like mainstream pop music. They just play instruments instead of dance. And a lot of... We've got an interesting collection today. I won't say that the vibe is completely coherent, just because we're working with a lot of different groups and a lot of different sounds. But we are going to get into it. So our first one, Extraordinary Heroes, they are under JYP. And JYP is like a very big entertainment company in Korea, originally part of the Big Three. Now I would argue, well, actually, maybe it is still Big Three. But there's like three powerhouse entertainment companies. And JYP, they have Twice, ITZY. Oh, I should be knowing this. They had like a lot of older... Anyway, a little rusty on my JYP knowledge. But JYP himself is also a producer. But so typically, JYP's like release schedule for groups is they do a girl group, a boy group, and then a band. So that initial wave was Twice. Oh my goodness, who is the boy group? Why am I blanking right now? That's so embarrassing. Okay, a boy group, and then Day 6, which, don't worry, we will be getting into Day 6. Trust, we'll be getting into Day 6. I have some juicy, juicy goss on Day 6. Not that isn't widely available. I don't have any inside sources. And we, their second round was ITZY, Stray Kids, and then this band. And one thing about these bands is they never quite reach super popular. Like, they're never really super popular. Day 6 really got up there. And then I would say at their kind of peak, they all had to do military service, and then it got messy. But a lot of the bands I have for you today are not super well known. Like N Flying, which is the next group we were listening to, N dot Flying. They performed at an award show for the first time a couple years ago, and they haven't really been back since, which is kind of unfortunate because their songs are really good. We're going to be listening to Rooftop and Hot Potato, which are both very fun songs. There's a theme here, and the theme is fun, because I love a fun song. But let's get into it. Let's listen to some N Flying, you know? 보자면 내 몸을 당겼어 단 한 번에 달빛을 내 눈에 담았어 Every time I look up in the sky yeah. 근데 다른 게 더 없는 star yeah. 멈추지 않을게 저 달이 외롭지 않게 해줘 너는 별을 보자면 내 손에 끌었어 펜을 잡을게 자극적인 것보다 진심만으로 말할 수 있어 All day 고양이보다는 강아지같이 날 기다렸지 하루 종일 뭐가 그리 슬펐지 이별에선 너가 가장 특별해 너는 그런 거 전혀 몰랐지 You want some more oh. 왜 자꾸만 널 가두려하는 건지 You want some more oh. Sky is nothing to believe 너는 별을 저녁 너를 이 진옥상에 걸터봐
너가 아주 가끔씩 무겁게 할 때마다 움직임 널 위로할 손이 난 없네 yeah. 지금 난 갈 길을 잃으면 날 당기는 힘은 없던 별을 잃은 하늘처럼 꺼뚫고 다녀
우리가 지난 길이 별자리처럼 나와 너 그 길을 따라서 날 기억해줘
You want some more oh.
왜 자꾸만 널 가두려 하는 건지
You want some more oh.
Sky is nothing to believe
너는 별을
형,
넌 다시 태어나면 뭐가 되고 싶냐?
저 감자요.
감자?
네, 뜨거운 감자.
Hey, hey, hey. What? Let go.
어디 갔다 온 나를 다 알아봐 바로 내 얼굴이 명함이지.
Let's go.
L 가수 will 투정 뭐라든지 하나 하나 나를 따라하지.
바보같이 미소 한 번에 마음을 사기식 뜸이 없이 뜨거운 여기 I can't stop it
쉽게 식진 않을 거야
So you might be wondering, Jenny, what was that Korean they said at the beginning of that song? I'm glad you asked. Because I've taken semester one Korean, I can tell you that one of the members is asking another member, what would you like to be reborn as? And the other member responds, a potato. And the other goes, what? And he goes, yeah, a hot potato. And then they start the song. Isn't that great? Love a bit of talking in the song. Always classic. So that was End Flying. And, okay, there's not a lot that I know about End Flying. I won't lie. All I know is that one of the members' name is Jaehyun because they had a special stage at an award show where there were five different Jaehyuns from different groups that all performed together, which I think is a really fun gag. Our next group, our next band is Lucy. And I would say Lucy is my favorite band, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to say. But Lucy is, oh my god, so much Lucy lore. Okay, so Lucy is, there's four members, one of whom plays the violin. And I think it adds just like so much to their music. And also when you hear it, you'll know it's like very up my alley. I'm going to be playing Flowering and Hero, which are just, ooh, so good. But how Lucy was formed, great question. There's a show called Superband. And Superband, all one word, Superband is one, I would say it's, well, okay, it's just a really good Korean music competition show. But basically, it's like similar to any idol formation group. They have like different band members come on the show. They all like form bands and compete against each other. And you can like switch members and like do all this stuff. And they perform like covers. And then if you win, you like become a band, right? So Lucy actually did not win, but they were formed in the process of Superband and they ended up becoming a band anyway. And oh my god, their name Lucy is, they had a studio, like a small studio, and they had a studio dog and her name was Lucy. But she unfortunately passed before they could debut, so they named their band after her. Anyway, that makes me emotional, but they have just like a great sound. I would also really recommend watching Superband if you get the chance. You kind of have to watch it bootleg because it was on Korean TV. But I would really recommend watching the Superband cover of Creep by Radiohead. Hey, sorry, it's really good. That and Sign of the Times. Because Sign of the Times, actually, there's a specific person who participated in that. I forget his Korean name, but his English name is Sam. He's from California. But he's in a group, a band called The Rose. And you might be like, Janie, The Rose is kind of important to Korean pop band culture. And you might be like, I would say yes. But also, I don't really like The Rose's music. Like, it's just kind of okay. I'm not huge on The Rose. Like, it's just not my thing. And you might be like, Janie, it sounds very similar to this other music. And I see what you're saying, but I also, I have my own opinions, okay? This is my radio show. but yeah, not a huge fan of The Rose. But their lead singer, it was on that show and he sang a cover Sign of the Times with another person and it was really good. So I would recommend checking that out if you get the chance. But let's get into Lucy. Oh my gosh, I love this song. Okay, get excited.
Baby, 내게 봄을 데려와줘.
할 수 없을 것 같은 그 마음 혼자만 남아 시든지는 않을까 괜찮아
기다릴 수 있을까 저 다리
after our lovely songs from Lucy, we are now going to do our PSA. And given that it's my last show before spring break, I thought I would go with a classic. This is the ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. What a classic. ASMR. Anyway, let's get into our next segment. The rest of all of these songs are just Day 6 songs because, as previously explained, Day 6 got a big deal on the scene. Okay, let's start at the beginning. I have so much to tell you about Day 6. Okay, I was having a lot of conflicts over what to do for this show because I initially was going to talk about, I was going to talk about the ongoing debate of what is K-pop and what is not K-pop, but then I couldn't figure out what songs to play with that because I feel like I would just be yapping for the whole time, which is fine, but I wanted to play some music this time around. And then I wanted to talk about NCT because Taeyong, the leader of NCT, just came out with a new solo album and the title song Tap, like I haven't stopped listening to it, and it's like really good. But then I tried to make an NCT playlist and it's an hour and a half. So, yeah, and I have a little bit too much to say about NCT right now, so I'm going to have to really work on that playlist when we workshop it. But this was my next best option, because let me tell you about Day 6. Okay, so we're going to be listening to first, well, I guess it makes more sense to do it a little more chronologically. Fine. Ugh, fine. Okay, we'll do it chronologically. But basically, Day 6 was initially, upon debut, as you might guess, a 6-member group. However, they quickly became a 5-member group because one of their members, I think he played, he like did the synth stuff. Was very quickly, like almost immediately upon debut, embroiled in a dating scandal, and he left the group. Later, he was on a idol show, and he, like very briefly, and he did like a short interview where he talked about how he left the group voluntarily because he didn't want to like, they had just started out and he didn't want to like mess up their chances. I don't know how true that is, but it's like a classic JYP move that like the second there's a data scandal, they put that man in hiatus and they do not talk to him for a very long time. Okay, I won't say that dating, I would say that, it's like tough to say, but I would say that the dating is getting worse. The dating situation is getting worse. Because, like, I feel like previously, like, 5, 6, 7 years ago, the dating situation, like, everyone knew you weren't supposed to do it, but they did it anyway, and then the backlash was from them, idols, like, dating each other. I.e., Baekhyun and Taeyeon from Girls' Generation. And Kai and Crystal from FX. So that was like crazy. But nowadays it's more like even the whiff of a male idol and a female idol in the same room, even if it's like company mandated in the same room, like they are getting dating rumors and it's going poorly. And recently all the jazz has been about the fact that idols dated during their trainee years, which is kind of crazy. Rise is recently under fire because they had a member, Anton, well, like, he's still technically a member, who like got caught. That seems like the wrong words. It was found out that he had a girlfriend during his trainee years, and people got really mad about that. So they put him on hiatus, which is crazy. Like, I feel like these companies need to stand up a little bit, like, just like kind of say like, hey girls, none of your business. Also the Dispatch couple, if you don't know, Dispatch is like Korean TMZ, and every year on January 1st they out a Korean celebrity couple, which, okay, as bad as it is, it's very exciting. And because last year was IU and her boyfriend, which was like crazy. That was such a cute story. Speaking of IU, guess who has tickets to see IU in the summer? It's me. I'm so excited. She's coming to New Jersey, which is where I'm from, and I'm so excited. But anyway, the Dispatch Couple for this year, they said they were going to release January 1st, and then they didn't. They released it like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, which is kind of crazy. But it's Karina from aespa and an actor. And you might be like, at first that's like a little spooky because, like, what's the age gap? They're only like 2 or 3 years apart. They met in Paris at Paris Fashion Week, allegedly. But like, people are going crazy. And it's like, girl, cut them a break. I cannot believe. Like, let them live, okay? You were never going to date Karina from aespa. Like, you can't even speak Korean. You know what I mean? Like, anyway. Kind of a crazy situation. Anyway, I feel like the training years, like, come on. They were, like, 14. Like, cut them a break. Anyway. Back to day six. So, anyway, now we're down to 5 members, right? They continue promoting as day six. This is actually, like, a very common thing in K-pop where they'll have a number in their name indicative of the amount of members. And then, eventually, it will come to be that they do not have that many members. It's, like, a thing. You would think they would stop putting numbers in their name. But, alas, they do not. But day six is now 5. There's Sungjin, who's the leader. He plays the guitar. This is gonna be tough, guys. There's Youngkae, who plays the bass. Jay, who plays also guitar. I'm under the impression that there's commonly 2 guitar players in bands. I don't know if that's true. There's Wonpil, who does the piano and the synths, and Dowon, who does drums. And okay, this is really juicy. So they are all Korean, but Jay is Korean American. He's also the oldest member. Right now he's probably in his 30s. Yeah, but basically day six released, they did their first album, which we'll actually listen to their first song, Congratulations, the final version. So basically they re-recorded without their lost member. But Congratulations with their first song. And then they did like a project where they released 1 or 2 new songs every month that they like recorded themselves, and they like had this really great time about it. There's a lot of really good songs in there. I can't play all of them for you, partly because some of them don't match the vibe. They're very sad. But they're just like, it's like banger after banger. And then they released an album at the end that's called Sunrise. That's like all of them together. I really recommend listening to Sunrise. And then they did Moonrise, which is also very good. They did like just like a lot of good ones. But at this point, no one's really like in on it. They had like a very small but devoted fan base. And they had like a decent amount of international fans because Jay is American and he would sometimes like interact with like American K-pop YouTubers. Oh girl, the K-pop YouTuber scene is like a whole nother beast because, oh my gosh, I can't get into this now because it's gonna get crazy. But basically, especially like Korean American K-pop YouTubers are like very plugged in, and there's like the Korean American. Okay, I can't get into this. We're gonna be talking forever. But basically, anyway, he knew some YouTubers, and day six, okay, there was kind of like a chain of events, I would say. If you got into K-pop around 2017 or 2018, you obviously first start listening to BTS, right? But then BTS at the time, they were friends with GOT7. It's, oh my gosh, I saw a TikTok comment today that said, who is GOT7? And that was so depressing. Man, I did it myself. That's the boy group that JYP debuted with day six and twice. Oh my gosh, that's embarrassing. It was GOT7. GOT7 does still have 7 members. But GOT7, they're kind of a, I hate to say it, they're kind of a thing of the past right now because all the members are doing individual stuff because they got into a huge legal battle with JYP because they were being like heavily mistreated by the company. Like, the fans were promoting them and, like, calling radio stations and asking them to play. It was crazy. But they got into this huge legal battle, but they end up winning the rights to the name GOT7 and their music. So GOT7 still exists, just not under JYP. But all the members are doing all their individual stuff right now. But at the time, it was much more acceptable for groups to be friends. It's like a weird thing going on now, partly because of the dating stuff, but BTS was friends with GOT7. So if you were watching a lot of BTS content, you also ended up watching a lot of GOT7 content. And because you were watching GOT7 content, you would like kind of end up at Day 6 content if you got in deep enough. There's a lot of other groups there, like 17, EXO, but like, well, you know, you do the whole roundabout thing. But there is a path that leads to Day 6 and the path that I took. But yeah. So they kind of were in like, they were not super popular. They were kind of not really hitting. Like, they hadn't won anything. It was just kind of like they were just kind of making music. But then Shoot Me came out in 2018. Yeah. And that's kind of when they started popping off. Like, they kind of popped off. Fun fact, in the music video for Shoot Me, there's a female actress that is Rujin from ITZY, which is, like, a very common thing. They'll often put trainees in music videos as, like, cast. But I really love that song. It's really good. That's the first Day 6 song that I listened to. And that's kind of that pair of songs that we're going to listen to. And then the next two is Stop Talking and Afraid. So Stop Talking is from the Entropy album. I've mentioned it before, but it's a series, Entropy and the Demon. But basically, it's the Book of Us. There's three, I think, albums in total. But they're just really good. Yeah, they're really... Day 6 is kind of no skip, I'll say that. I'm bold, but I feel like that was also, like, that was the vibe at the time. 2016 Coachella, that was the vibe at the time. Like, Day 6 is always no skip. But Afraid actually was written by Seungjin, the leader, who at the time was on hiatus for mental health. He's better now. And oh my gosh, their current activity is juicy. But basically, those are our four Day 6 songs that we're going to listen to. And then our last song that we're going to listen to is from a subunit of Day 6. Day 6, Even of Day. Even of Day being in parentheses. And Day 6, Even of Day is Younghae, Dowon, and Wonpil, because at that point Seungjin had gone to the military, and Jay, this is where it gets juicy. Okay, so Jay is American, as I said, so he does not have to go to the military. He is the oldest, however. So, like, when it got around that time and Seungjin left, it was like, okay, well, what do we do now, right? Younghae kind of stepped up as pseudo-leader in the time. And at this point, Jay started streaming on Twitch because he was releasing music on SoundCloud. Okay, it was his name backwards, E-A-J. I don't know how to say that. Each? I don't know. But anyway, he was releasing music under this name, not for profit, and he was just like his own personal music. And he ended up kind of like going solo in that way and like doing a lot of like features on like a lot of K-R&B songs and like definitely coming more to like the Korean American scene here, like especially in California. So he started streaming on Twitch, which initially was like great, because here's the thing about a lot of these English speaking idols is that the American audience loves to pick a comfort idol. Or basically, like, they stream all the time, or, like, they post a lot of content, and then, like, people, like, the parasocial really builds, and then they, like, feel very strongly connected to this idol. So Jay was that for a very long time. But then he said some things on his stream about one of his friends named Jamie. She is a solo artist that who was previously under JYP and then left to be under, like, a more independent indie label. And he said some really, like, not nice things about her. Like, truly unprompted. I don't know why he said it, but it was not good. And then she came out and she was like, that really hurt my feelings, actually. That was really mean. And then everyone was like, what is up? Because I feel like it came out of nowhere, at least from, like, what we saw of him. And JYP kind of put a stop to his streams. And then he did, like, he went on this whole thing, because initially he was very, like, speaking out against the company and, like, doing what he thought was right. But then after this, people were like, oh, I don't know. People were really disappointed in him, right? So At this point, he's not officially on hiatus. He hasn't left the company. He's just kind of there. But then they release Day 6 Even of Day without Jay, who at the time is doing nothing. And people go, huh, where's Jay? And then he goes on a stream later, like a month or two after like this original debut. And people assume he purposely does not partake in this because he's like dealing with a whole bunch of stuff. But later he comes out and he says they didn't even ask him to be a part of it. They just did it without him, which is kind of crazy. And after that point, he kind of just does whatever he wants. He ends up joining 88 Rising, which is an independent label. I think they're based in America, but they do a lot of like Asian artists. And they're actually like 88 Rising has really helped a lot of Asian artists like reach the mainstream. They have a festival called Head in the Clouds that's like very popular. And they actually did the whole album for Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings. So that's really cool. But anyway, so he worked with 88 Rising. He was at one of the Head of the Clouds festival. And he's kind of like doing his own thing. And people are like, that's kind of awkward. And I think after Even of Day, they make their rounds in Korea. They do very well in Korea. But then eventually Young-K, Won-Pil, and Do-Won, they all have to, you know, go to the military. They all go to the military. Jay is still doing his thing. They come back from the military. It's right now. And I was gooping a gag. I was in class, and okay, I was not paying attention in class. I was on YouTube. But I saw on YouTube, Day 6 having a comeback. And the comeback is titled Forever, the four part being the number four. That is so shady. Forever, oh my goodness. Okay, they've never done a number theme comeback. But Forever being Sungjae, Young-Hae, Do-Won, and Won-Pil. Jay is not in the group anymore. He's Gonzo. I did not realize it was like official. I thought they were just kind of like pretend it didn't happen. But they're forevering it up, which is kind of crazy. So that's kind of on my Day 60. There's more, but I can't really talk about it on the public radio. It's not that serious. It's just like, you know. But let's get into the music. guys. So again, to refresh your memory, we are first going to be listening to Congratulations, which is Day 6's debut song, and then Shoot Me, which is Day 6's, dare I say, best title track. So let's get into it.
간을 못 이겨 또 다른 태양을 찾아가 시간을 가 행복하면 됐지 라는 거짓말은 안 할게 대체 내가 왜 나 떠난 너한테 행복을 바래야 돼 절대 I don't give a Congratulations 넌 참 대단해 Congratulations 어쩜 그렇게 아무렇지 않아 하면 알지 봐 웃는 얼굴 보니까 이젠 나와 oh, 시간이 괜찮아도
걸렸네 잘하셨어 인터넷에 올라온 네 사진을 보니 그리 많이도 행복하니 입이 귀까지 걸려있는 것 같아 난 아직도 숨 쉴 때 심장이 아픈데 다행히 넌 절대 아플 일은 없겠다 만약 또 이별을 경담 그럴 때마다 새로운 사랑을 시작하면 되니까
절대 아냐 네 앞에서는 건 스릴러 한 편이야 잘 나가 적어도 뭔가 끝나면 그대로 시작이야 싸늘해질 가는 네 눈빛 무거워지는 분위기 난 그 자리 가만히 앉은 채 숨을 고르고 있어 서로 향한 말투는 점점 더 날카로워져만 가
Great. Amazing. We are now going to get into our next two songs, Afraid and Stop Talking. Also, I was looking at it and I realized the Even of Day album, the first song, which we're going to be listening to the title track, Where the Sea Sleeps, is also in the Book of Us series of albums, making it a four-part series, which is so juicy because it's called The Book of Us, Nothing Can Tear Us Apart. Right. Right, and people were making all these series because in the music video, there's like a lot of representations of Sungjae and Jay who are not part of Even Up Day, like still being there. And I was like, that's so, man, that's crazy. Anyway, let's get into it. Afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I may have poorly planned how much time we have. So we're just going to skip to our last song, Where the Sea Sleeps. Yeah, it's actually 4 minutes. I did not realize that. So we're going to have to get into the last song. This is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tune in 2 weeks from now when I'm back from spring break. Oh, I'm so excited to go on spring break. This weather is not helping. And we'll keep talking. But until then, here is Where the Sea Sleeps by Day 6, Even of Day.
너무 완벽할 테니까